We're not only counting on Washington to spend a lot of money to get us out of this mess, but the people in Washington are counting on us too, counting on you and counting on me to go out and spend. But isn't that spending frenzy what started the whole problem in the first place? David Siegel writes about that in the New York Times. He writes an article called "Our Love Affair with Malls is on the Rocks." Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, that's a paradox, right? I mean, getting us to spend more when spending was part of the problem in the first place?
Yeah, it's very strange. We are being admonished to go everywhere and spend, and we're also told that spending is what got us into this ditch in the first place. And further, that once we're done spending and get out of the ditch, we really need to stop spending so much and start saving. So it gets even more confusing because there's going to be some magical moment at which we are to stop shopping and start saving.
Seems like we're in that magical moment, but it's not magical.
No, it's not magical. But I think we're still at the moment where we're supposed to be at spending. And, of course, that's not happening.
Right. You have this really shocking statistic in your article where you say that personal consumption amounts to 70% of the American economy.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, we are the engine of our own economy. And for far too long, apparently, we've just been swiping our Visa cards willy-nilly and pumping up this economy. The worry is that when we stop doing that, which is what's happening, our economy is going to sag.
So you went out to see if it was sagging. You went to the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find?
The most ambitious mall in the United States, the mall that is doing the most to put you in the fugue state that allows you to spend, they're up against it at the Mall of America. What I found was a lot of people who weren't shopping all that much and a lot of people that were counting their pennies in a way that they'd never had before. There was a group of six women who have done an annual pilgrimage to the mall for fun every year, and they were in some kind of competition to see how little they could spend. They had split a single hotel room at a country suite that was costing them each $16 per night. And when I asked them to describe what they bought, it was clear that the person who spent the less was the proudest, which is a very strange state of affairs.
Yeah. And so what were they actually buying at the mall? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were buying clothing. One woman had bought a dress at Ann Taylor for $5. There was a woman who'd bought a leopard print scarf for $24, which she emphasized was on sale. And it was that sort of stuff, nothing too extravagant.
So maybe people should just go to the mall, sit on a bench, watch the people, kind of like they did in the old days when they went to the town square, and then go home and make themselves a cheap meal.
Yeah, I think there's actually a lot of that happening. There are a lot of people that kind of use the mall almost recreationally. There are hundreds of these mall walkers out in Minnesota because, you know, there's really no place to sort of be outdoors and get some exercise. So I went there on Sunday morning at about 7, and there were hundreds of people just walking around the mall, like using it like a track. They had bottled water and some sweatpants on, and, you know, it was, you know, athletic, and it was to some degree social. There's a club of them that get together. I think the mall is, in fact, being used in that very way.
And these walkers aren't spending a dime.
No. The stores aren't even open. They open the doors at about 7 in the morning. The stores don't open until 11 on Sunday. So there's just hours and hours where people are just walking through the mall.
David Siegel is a writer for The New York Times. His latest article is called "Our Love Affair with Malls is on the Rocks." David, thank you.
You're very welcome.